This is Ann Arbor Stories. I'm Rich Reddy. Skyscraper is such an elegant and underused word. The oldest confirmed use appeared in print way back in 1883 in the Chicago Daily, tucked masterfully into an article about the city's high building craze. Chicago's first skyscraper, the Home Insurance Building, rose 10 stories above the Windy City, craning necks and formally kicking off the skyscraper race. Two decades later, the fever reached Ann Arbor and infected state treasurer, banker, and semi-shady entrepreneur Frank Glazier. Glazier was already a mover and shaker in Chelsea, building on his father's already successful business ventures. But his legacy in Ann Arbor was nil. So in 1906, he bought three buildings on the corner of Huron and Main, right in the heart of Ann Arbor's downtown, and erected the city's first skyscraper, the Glazier Building. Purchasing the three buildings alone cost more than any construction project in Ann Arbor's young history. That's before he knocked them to the ground and, over the course of the next 2 years, built his grand seven-story structure on the remains. The building cost Glazier $210,000, or around $6.2 million today. Back in 1906, he could afford it. But between the start of the project and its grand opening, the panic of 1907 took hold, which caused the collapse of all of Ann Arbor's banks and crippled Glazier's financial empire. In the rubble of this fortune, some shady dealings were discovered. Glazier had been depositing state funds into his own bank and used his Chelsea Stove Company stock as collateral in eight separate loans, totaling $1 million. All that stuff was super illegal. With Glazier serving time in Jackson State Prison, his building was sold at auction for just $77,000. An inauspicious start to Ann Arbor's history of tall buildings. It was another 20 years before a taller building was erected, just a block away at the corner of Main and Washington. The first national building went up in 1929, 10 stories high and completed in less than a year using almost exclusively local contractors. It was a gorgeous building inside and out, with bronze doors, black terrazzo floors, Italian travertine walls, and a richly decorated paneled ceiling. 16 1,000-watt floodlights illuminated the tower, making it a popular city landmark. A 10-story skyscraper is nothing to sneeze at. That's 2.5 buses stacked nose to tail, or, well, 10 stories. It wasn't until 1969 that Ann Arbor got a skyscraper truly worthy of the word. The Tower Plaza stands 26 stories tall, 292 feet from the sidewalk to the tip of the tallest antenna on the roof. It's not exceptionally pretty, just concrete and glass, but boy does it scrape the sky. Rumors of a giant construction project at the corner of William and Maynard buzzed around town in 1965. A $19 million skyscraper that some thought definitely wouldn't help keep Ann Arbor weird. A photo of the architect's model appeared in the Ann Arbor News that summer, with details provided by well-known developer Jack Stegman. Stegman had already built the 10-story, $1.3 million Maynard House in 1962, just across the street from the proposed Tower Plaza project. Ann Arbor's ultimate skyscraper, 300 studio and one-bedroom apartments and street-level commercial space for a restaurant and retail. Stegman was well-liked, but the city was hesitant to build something so close to God. City Council debated the project. Should Stegman be allowed to build so high and on that spot? On the build side were the pro-development councilors who wanted denser downtown housing, options, and tax revenue. On the no-build side were councilors who worried about the impact on downtown parking, the Ann Arbor skyline, and whether or not the giant building would make the classic 11-story Burton Memorial Tower look puny in comparison. City Council debated and debated and debated. On the night of August 30th, 1965, some weird stuff went down in City Hall. City Council met to debate the 26-story development with a few key voices on vacation. Missing in action were City Manager Guy Larkham, City Attorney Jacob Farner, and Planning Director Raymond Martin. Who knows if the outcome would have been different, But the vote was taken and the Tower Plaza project approved, 7-4, with Mayor Wendell Hulscher leading the winning side. It wasn't a done deal. The project experienced delays and appeasements, like when the city demanded the developers furnish additional parking spaces within close proximity of the building before an occupancy permit would be issued. But by 1966, the foundation was sunk and the tower slowly went up, higher and higher and higher. Most of the exterior work on the building was complete in the fall of 1968, behind schedule, but still 26 stories above Ann Arbor. By the summer of 69, the building was ready and leases were signed to accept tenants for its 300 apartments. The building scraped the sky high above Maynard and William, two sides flanked by windows and two sides of sheer concrete. The developers thought they might marble those sides to make them more attractive, but the cost was prohibitive. They held a contest in 1974 to propose a more attractive solution, offering the winner $500. A design won, but nothing was ever implemented. On a clear day, high above the city, you can see the Detroit skyline, as well as fantastic views of Ann Arbor from the Bell Tower to the Big House. One of the coolest things about the building has nothing to do with the interior. It's the roof. The 26-story Tower Plaza was the tallest building between Detroit and Chicago, making it an ideal location for all kinds of antennae. In 1996, the roof sported between 25 and 30 antennas, TV, ham radio, and cell phone, springing up all over the roof, relaying signals throughout the state and beyond, thanks to the lofty perch above Ann Arbor. In 1986, the building was purchased and the apartments converted to condos. The Tower Plaza was a hot place to live, with everyone from UM students to 86-year-old retirees living side by side, looking down on Ann Arbor, separated by 8-inch thick concrete walls. These walls helped keep the building quiet, despite the relative maturity of some of its tenants. If you want to live in Ann Arbor's tallest building today, you're in luck. Several condos go on the market each year. They run from $130,000 to $400,000, not including association dues. Studios range from 380 to 430 square feet, while one bedroom sprawl between 430 and 700 square feet. There are a few custom-built two bedrooms, but good luck getting those, moneybags. Tower Plaza is the tallest skyscraper in Ann Arbor, but it has some smaller cousins. University Towers on South University was built shortly after the Tower Plaza and rises 18 stories off the ground. Lurie Tower on North Campus is 14 stories high, as is the former Campus Inn, now the Graduate, on Huron. The reason no building has come close to the skyscraper heights of the Tower Plaza are downtown zoning laws established in 2009 that prohibit buildings from rising higher than 18 stories, or 180 feet. Height alone isn't the issue, but developers have to work hard to even come close to the 18-story max. With the city growing exponentially, the subject of building height is still hotly debated. So rather than look to the future, let's stay in our history wheelhouse and look back at one more skyscraper story, the craziest one of all. Local businessman, CEO of Domino's Pizza, and multi-multi-millionaire Tom Monahan wanted a monumental building to serve as company headquarters at the Domino's Farms campus in Ann Arbor. In the 1980s, he asked the architects that inherited Frank Lloyd Wright's firm to carry out a design the master himself had sketched out but never built. The 52-story structure was called the Golden Beacon and was conceived of by Wright in 1956, with the intent of building it as an office and apartment tower in Chicago. When Monahan and the architects agreed they couldn't do the design justice, Monahan engaged the architects that had built the existing Domino's Farms compound and asked them to make his dream come true. They designed a 30-story tower that rose above the earth at a constant 15-degree angle. The building would be made of concrete and steel, encased in glass, bronze, and copper. Part of it would house a hotel. The price tag was in the neighborhood of $180 million, about double that amount today. The media dubbed the project the Leaning Tower of Pizza. The architectural firm created a 50-foot scale model, but that was the extent of the construction on the project. Monahan moved on to other things, and the Tower Plaza remained the tallest building in Ann Arbor. That doesn't mean the Leaning Tower of Pizza doesn't exist today. It's just not the skyscraper it was intended to be. Head up to the Domino's Farms campus and cruise around the track surrounding it. There, not far from the Bison, you'll see a weird slanted structure in the distance. Drive a little closer, and you'll see Ann Arbor's weirdest, sort of, skyscraper. The 50-foot scale model of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Ann Arbor Stories is presented by Rumblepack Media in partnership with the Ann Arbor District Library. This episode was written and read by me, Rich Reddy, and it's pronounced Bison, with recording and sound production by Brian Peters. Thanks to the Ann Arbor District Library Archive staff for everything they do, and a special, special shout out to Ryan Stanton and Melanie Maxwell from the Ann Arbor News for compiling a lot of the story of the Tower Plaza to commemorate its 50th anniversary this year. Check out their words and photos on mlive.com or visit the oldnews.aadl.org archives to dive really deep into the history of the Tower Plaza. Please follow Ann Arbor Stories on Twitter and Instagram at Ann Arbor Stories, or email your thoughts and ideas to annarborstories@gmail.com. Thanks so much for listening.